You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
A listener brought this up. Don't forget to rewind. The Odyssey app lets you jump back to the moments you miss on any show on WWL. You can download the free Odyssey app, search for WWL, then get started. You can listen or re-listen to all the WWL guest commentary or shows you love when you want to, including the ones we've had this week. The Menhaden industry issue had a lot of people wanted to listen to that over again. Also this morning, we had the Belchase Bridgegate conversation with the state representative. Any of those shows you miss, you can always catch them by doing the rewind on WWL. All right, we're hoping to make contact with Julia Davis. She had an unexpected delay come up, so hopefully we'll be joined by her. But we got her on to talk about those Gen Zers again. We talked about experiencing telephobia. Now we're going to talk about 30% of them, one out of three, have admitted that they yell at their boss. A recent survey said that many young professionals are challenging traditional expectations around workplace behavior. Surveyed 1,200 full-time Gen Z workers by professional resume templates platform ResumeTemplates.com found that about 1 in 3, 32% to be exact, say they have yelled at their boss, and half say they regularly talk negatively about their manager to co-workers. And to talk with us more about that is Julia Davis, a leadership expert and the host of a podcast, Growth and Grit, the podcast. Julia, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Tell me about your podcast, Growth and Grit.
Yeah, so I developed this podcast for young entrepreneurs that were trying to build and develop businesses, just to help them understand that anyone who builds anything goes through challenges and problems and issues and all the things, because I think sometimes we believe we're the only one that's having an issue when it's reality, it's everybody.
You know? Yeah. I've heard from several of them this morning about this. We're not only talking about outbursts, about yelling at your boss, but also breakdowns. I guess you call it employee crumbling or breaking down. How does a boss handle both of those situations, if they get yelled at or they've got an employee that's in their office crying?
I think, you know, obviously that's a 911 situation where the first thing you do is just handle whatever's going on with that person and give them some empathy and help them figure out, like, what can I do for this person right now to help them either maybe take a day off or have a mental break from whatever's going on. And then the secondary thing that you would do as a business owner or an employer is look at your system and figure out what led to this, because people typically only break down when they feel extremely unheard or they have some type of, you know, festering problem that they just didn't feel like they could talk to their boss about.
I've got a comment in from a listener that says, after years as a supervisor slash manager, I learned that insubordination cannot and should not ever be tolerated. If you are consistent and fair across the board with your subordinates, you should be on solid footing. I only once had to deal with this and felt no remorse in applying discipline by counseling and writing up the offender. If allowed to continue, it is perceived as acceptable behavior and will undermine your operation in short order. And I would swear that's my daughter Cherie wrote that. What are your thoughts on that comment, Julie?
I agree. I think, you know, people don't always understand that there is a place to work and stay focused, and then there's a place to handle personal issues, and they should not overlap. I think a lot of times people bring their whole, you know, everything is on the media these days, and your whole life is broadcasted on social media. So it's really easy for things to kind of blur the lines and pull it in. But in reality, if you have a job to do and you have work to be done, you should be able to compartmentalize and figure out how to get that done without other things interfering with it. And it's just, it's something I think we've lost over time. So I think you do have to put a hard line and say, this is unacceptable behavior, but I can understand that you're going through it. So how much time off do you need? You know?
I've got another text came in, and maybe restraint is the best policy. This one said, in relationship with their boss, I wanted to, but I always chose to walk away and let them figure out what they did wrong or just remain clueless. wanted to yell at the boss, but that would have gone nowhere. I guess restraint in many cases is the best policy.
Yes, I do think that sometimes it's called for, especially if you're dealing with a boss where you know that no matter what you do, it's not going to move the needle. But if somebody is willing and open to feedback, I think a good approach would just say, hey, I'm really frustrated about this. Are you open to some feedback about the process? And if they say no, then leave it and say, okay, no problem. You can always find a different job. But if they say yes, then I would say give them the feedback, because it could be a fundamental piece of the process that's broken that needs to be fixed.
I have some more texts coming in from listeners. This one says, yelling at the boss wouldn't go over well in the Marine Corps. KP for life.
Oh, my gosh. That's so true.
KP, yeah, so true. Kitchen patrol. I've been there, done that. Not a pleasure at all.
That's so true. Yeah, you couldn't. In the military, that would not fly.
Another one says, I'm so happy to be retired. If an employee yelled at me, they'd be out on their A. Now, that's short and to the point.
Yeah, not everybody functions in the same way, so I can understand that approach too. It just depends on the environment that you work in, how much tolerance you have for that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, here's another one says, I can't believe I'm listening to what this topic seems to be. I'll be damned if I'm cuddling an adult who doesn't know how to be an adult.
Oh, man. It's definitely a different culture. You know, every generation is slightly different, and I don't think that maybe the newer generations grow up with as much fear of authority as some of the other generations did.
What do you think the difference is in this Gen Z generation? Is it the advent of the technology, the social media, the texting, the laptops, the constant digital communication, stuff coming in and going out at a rapid pace?
Yeah, this is my personal opinion, but I think growing up in an age where social media is so prevalent, people get justified in their negative so quickly. So if you have a negative opinion, you have 20,000 people or even 15 that back you up that say, you're right to feel that way. That was a problem. This is justified, right? So when you have sometimes poor behavior justified, that's a really dangerous scenario, right? Because no one's saying like, hey, maybe you're the issue. Instead, people are saying, hey, you're right to feel that way without ever hearing the other side of the story.
Yeah. What about some preventative measures to help prevent that? I mean, maybe on the boss's part, there's some things you can do to prevent them from feeling like they want to yell at you.
I think, you know, quarterly reports or quarterly evaluations, anytime you can get face-to-face with your people, I think yelling happens significantly less when you do like a quarterly sit-down with every person to say, hey, let's evaluate your performance. Let's evaluate what's going on in your job. What's easy? What's hard? How can I adjust anything? And if they're like, yeah, this is all really hard, and I know that's just part of the job, I can redirect them into a new career at that point. Or if they say, no, it's all great, everything's good, then we know we're moving in the right direction. So I do think the more face-to-face evaluations you can have throughout the year prevents stuff like this from boiling over.
Yeah, that way if they've got a bone to pick, let them get it out in a professional, right, calm manner rather than letting it build up and then all of exploding on the boss.
Exactly. Because a lot of these people probably just don't ever have FaceTime with the person in charge. And then when they do, it's been 6 years of accumulated aggravation.
From the employee standpoint, though, sometimes you've got a boss that isn't so great, and the fault is really lies on them. That they've got too high expectations, they're too demanding, rude to employees. What should the employee do?
Quit.
Find another job, huh?
Exactly. Go find another job. You don't have to work for anyone you don't like, you don't want to work with. There's a ton of opportunities out there. Just leave that job, but leave it amicably and don't ruin your own reputation by dragging them through the mud. Just say, hey, it's not for me. Your leadership style is not my style. Have a great day. Get out of there.
Got some more text from the listeners. This one says, yelling at the boss is unacceptable, and the supervisor also must maintain a professional level to deserve respect. Never yell or curse at an employee. Good advice.
I agree with that. I think that, yeah, absolutely. I think that as an employer, you got to set the standard for the behavior you want to see in your people. And that brings up another good point, because maybe the boss is the one yelling and cursing at people, and so the employees just think that's an acceptable part of the culture. You know, it could be a bad example.
And then we have this one. Work is work and not personal. It's just what you have to do at work. I don't know. That's not the greatest job yeah. environment, I would think.
Yeah. I mean, you want to build relationships for sure.
Absolutely. Got a lot of people that say they're glad they're retired and not dealing with it at all
yeah.
anymore. Well, that's
yeah,
another answer up. Too, huh? Julia, yeah, we got to run. Thank you so much for joining
Thanks
us.
So
and
much.
Growth and Grit, that's the podcast, correct?
That's it. Yep.
All
Thanks
right.
so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All righty. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Jim Cook, President and CEO of the New Orleans Ernest N. Morial Convention Center, about NOLA Christmas Fest starting this weekend. Something about bumper cars on ice? I want to find out more about that. That sounds like fun. We'll be right back after this. And welcome back in on this Thursday morning. We're joined now by Jim Cook, the president and CEO of the New Orleans Ernest N. Morial Convention Center, because NOLA Christmas Fest is starting this weekend. Jim, thanks for taking some time to talk with us about this great event coming up.
Good morning, Don. Great to be with you. Thank you.
Tell us about the event. What are the dates and times when people can come down there and take part in the celebration?
Sure. So the NOLA Christmas Fest will open this Saturday at 11 o'clock. This marks our 12th anniversary of hosting this event, and our keynote sponsor is Coca-Cola. We're grateful to have them back with us again this year, and it will be in halls H, I, and J, which are the upriver side of the convention center, directly across from the large parking lot that you can access off Calliope or Convention Center Boulevard.
Jim, take me through the setup for the Christmas Fest. Once I come through the gate, what am I going to be able to do and see there?
Sure. Once you come in, one, you'll be in awe of stepping into 300,000 square feet of decorated winter wonderland space. And we'll have, once again, we'll have our ice skating rink. We have giant ice slides. We have indoor carnival rides. And, you know, the scale of the convention center allows us to do things like that. We have a Ferris wheel and some swings and lots of other sort of large-scale carnival rides for the kids. We have activities for the kids throughout that will be happening. We also have mini-golf, so a lot to do and a lot of opportunity, plus plenty of picture-taking opportunities for the families.
What about the ice bumper cars? I'm interested in that. I remember the bumper cars out at Pontchartrain Beach. So much fun.
This is new this year, and we're excited to have it. I'm still trying to wrap my head around it, but the what the team has told me is that those that are smaller and lighter will have the advantage of being able to move a little faster. So,
I'm in trouble.
So, yeah, that's what I said. But yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's a fun idea. I guess they run on wheels, but they're on ice, and so I think different than those that are on the old style track. Maybe the bumps aren't as severe for this, but we're looking forward to seeing how it goes.
What's it like? What's the goal of riding? Is it just to hit as many people as you can and survive?
Or yeah, I think it's a lot like the one that's not on ice.
That'd be interesting to see that. Maybe we can get some video and show that on there. What is this going to cost us to get in for, say, a family?
Sure. So the prices are different based on the day of the week, but on weekdays it is $25, and on weekends it's $30. The ticket price gets you into a half day session. So there's the morning session, which is 11 to 3:30, and then there's afternoon sessions that start, or afternoon evening that start 4:30 and go until 9 p.m. So once you're in, you're welcome to stay for the whole session.
And what particularly is there in store for kids? You know, kids and Christmas just go hand in hand. They're in such awe, and I love to watch them when they see some of those displays.
Right. So we have new this year, we've actually partnered with the Louisiana Children's Museum, and they're helping to engage with us. They're creating a literacy nook and winter-themed books. There's holiday cornhole. There's a winter sensory bin with building a snowflake catcher. So lots of activities for the young ones. For those that are a little older, we've got train like an elf, so we can burn a little energy learning how to train like an elf and work your way through the elf obstacle course, and including a little elf limbo, which I think my elf limbo days are far behind me, but I'm sure that the littles will enjoy it.
What's in store for people if they want to grab a bite to eat down there?
Yeah, we have our actually several different food opportunities throughout the experience, and then we also have a lounge for the adults that are coming in for an opportunity to get a seasonal cocktail, and also a chance to watch, if you're here on Sunday, to watch the Saints game. So we'll have TVs there showing events. So you know, you don't have to miss out on anything that's happening while you're here.
Is there an age limit on the face painting? I've got some friends I want to bring in there to get their faces painted.
I don't expect any age limits. I think you're good.
And cookie decorating's good too.
That's right.
What are the day? It opens up Saturday. How long will it be running?
Yep, that's right. So it opens up on Saturday, and it will run through the 28th.
Very good. Jim, can you stay with me through the break? 20th through 29th. If you can stay with me through the break, when we come back, I want to maybe give us a little bit of advance notice, a sneak preview on what's coming up in 2026. That convention center is so versatile. There's so many different variations. It's not just for conventions. There's a lot of other things go on there. We're talking with Jim Cook. He's the president and CEO of the New Orleans Convention Center, and we'll be right back after this. And welcome back in. Don Dubuque filling in for Tommy Tucker this week. Tommy will be back with you on Monday. He'll be back with you for a little brief stint tomorrow. We're going to hear from Tommy, too. So stay tuned for that. Of course, right now we're talking about the Ernest Morial Convention Center. The president and CEO is joining us, Jim Cook, and we're talking about the Noel Christmas Fest, one of the events that's kicking off tomorrow there. We'll be going all the way through the 29th of December. Jim, I don't know when the convention center was built, if it was built to accommodate all the different shows and events that take place there. Tell us about all the different events that have been held in the convention center.
Sure. We were built back when Mayor Morial was envisioning it. The idea was to create an economic engine for the city and a way to build economic prosperity across the community. And so the idea is we would bring in conventions and events as one of the key focus, and that helps to fill the hotels and keep the restaurants full and bring folks to work in transportation and in event management and all of the other areas that touch it. But in addition to that, because the way the halls are built, the halls are really just cement floor with, you know, appropriate power and stuff, and then just large space. And we were intentionally built to allow the halls to be combined in different ways. And that gives us an enormous amount of flexibility to host everything from, you know, conventions where you're in a meeting room with the chairs lined up to where you're in a trade show with booths running across, or, as we have coming up this April, you have basketball courts all throughout the center, and you have multiple, you know, a major basketball tournament happening. We acted as the training facility for one of the professional football teams that came in to play against the Saints, and they put about 50 yards of turf down and ran practice drills here at the center. So, you know, we can handle all kinds of things, from formal to sporting to events like we're hosting with the NOLA Christmas Fest this weekend.
Yeah, there's been several cooking events and competitions, and I've been to boat shows there. Yep. That have...
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Worked out very well. Kind of give us a rundown starting in January of 2026. What can we look forward to for the year?
So it's we're looking at close to 100 events again this year. We expect to be a little bit more by the time the year all comes through. We did about 125 this year. We have we open with the typical Sugar Bowl activity moving in, and then shifting right into January with our convention season kicking off. This summer, we actually are hosting Bocuse d'Or is coming back, which is a big culinary competition. It's a global competition among professional chefs and truly the best of the best. And the winners from the event here will move on to Paris for the finals. So we hosted this 2 years ago. We're excited to have them back. There's things that are happening throughout. You know, we're eager to see Essence come back again this summer, and join us for their annual event. We host for the Essence Festival close to 150,000 people for the events that are held here at the center. So lots happening again, and we're looking forward to that. I mentioned the basketball. We have a girls basketball tournament that's produced by Nike, and it's one of the elite competitions in the country that is choosing to come here to New Orleans this year. And we're very excited about welcoming them this coming April.
And when will that be?
That'll be late April, early May. So it's in, I believe, the week between Jazz Fest weekends.
You know, Jim, some of the people that that I kind of have an inside communication and contact with that have come here and have put on demonstrations and booths in the conventions. So they love coming to New Orleans. One of the reasons is everything is so close. They say they go to other cities for these type of events, and they might have a 30-minute drive from the motel to where they got to go to some of these events, and they say it's also, concentrated. It's just easy to walk around and get to everything, and a lot of people in the media say the same thing. Is that one of your pitches when you guys are offering up the center for use?
Oh, absolutely. And when you think about, the hotel inventory that's here in the CBD and in the warehouse district, and then, it's barely a mile to get from the convention center all the way to the Superdome. And so, and over to the French Quarter, you're less, a mile to the far side of the convention, to the far side of the French Quarter, like, let's say, moving into the Marigny and Bywater. So the ability to just walk to everything that you would want, whether it's restaurant or shopping or museum or art gallery, is all right here. In fact, this week we have hosted the American Geophysical Union, which is 20,000 geophysicists. So we've got some very smart people in the building right now, and they're doing everything from how the Earth is created to or structured to how the what's happening out in space. So, but they are everywhere. I'm sure folks have seen them around every day at lunch. They swarm the restaurants in the warehouse district and work their way into the CBD. It's great having them here. They've been here for almost a whole week. And it's the type of thing like this that, literally in the center of December, when not as many people are meeting, we were able to bring just, literally thousands of people to work to take care of this.
Yeah, those geophysicists have a reputation of partying real hard, I can tell you that. There's 20,000 of them in town. It's got to be wild. Jim, what else do y'all pitch when you go out? Because you're very successful. It seems to be booked year-round. And how far out does a business or a convention have to book you guys?
So a large one like this geophysicist is usually a 10-year, 8 to 10-year running room, and can even be longer. We have conventions that are definite in New Orleans for 2033, 2034, and it seems like that's forever away. But when you need to put together a block of, 18,000 or 20,000 rooms, you have to find a city where hotels have that much inventory available. And so they have to take it off the shelf early to do that. For smaller events, it's a little easier to do it with a five-year window. And then, sometimes we get lucky, like this Nike competition I told you about that actually booked in 2025 and they're coming in 2026. And that's very rare for a large event, but we love it when it happens because it means we had the space and now we got to put somebody in.
Jim, in the business I'm in, my primary coverage is on the outdoor aspects, the fishing and the hunting, and they have shows, and I get an awful lot of invitations because they want the media there to go back and showcase what they have. How have you been with the media participation? I don't watch a lot of out-of-town media, so I don't know. Do you get a lot of coverage from media on your events?
We do, depending on the type of event. Some shows, depending on who they are, don't push too much, or they have their own media program that they want to run. And then others get more media. But we, especially locally, we love to talk about what's happening here because it feels, and as I've sort of learning this organization from the inside versus from the outside, that many of our neighbors don't really understand what happens here and how much happens here. So I love being able to talk about it and appreciate the time with you.
And what are some of the areas around the country that you get a lot of participation from that seem to be just abnormally more events come from one particular part of the country?
We do a lot of associations, and so many of them are headquartered in either the D.C. area or the Chicago area. And so the meeting planners or the association is based in many times one of those two spots. And then on the corporate side, we see more and more now from the West Coast, especially when technology is involved. So we see more coming that way. But the Northeast, when it's either medical or other associations that are based in D.C. or out of the Boston area, sometimes on the medical or New Jersey area, New York area, when it's financial or pharmaceutical.
Jim, if there was one wish for 2026 that you could get granted that would help you, something that maybe you get questioned on from prospective visitors and convention organizers that you don't have, that you need. I mean, certainly you got the versatility of the building itself. The area is concentrated. It's compact. The food is a huge draw for out-of-town visitors. And there's a historic aspect to the city of New Orleans, too. What is it that you seem to be lacking that maybe you could use some help that would even book the more participation in the facility?
The big project that we're working on right now that is a real competitive challenge for us is having a headquarter hotel directly either at the convention center that's a new build product like they're putting in so many other cities. So our key competitive cities, like, historically, the big ones like Chicago and San Francisco, et cetera, we're now competing heavily with Nashville and competing with Indianapolis and competing with Atlanta in a different way, because they have built hotels, brand new hotels, right next to their convention centers. And that's what our customers are asking for. They're looking for a new hotel. So we've been working with Omni Hotels on a potential headquarter hotel project, and our authority here has committed to a development agreement. We're working our way through that process. But if we could make this happen, this would be the first new convention hotel in our city in over 40 years. And it's the type of thing that our customers are looking for because they're seeing it in other cities. So we're very, in terms of my wish for next year, it would be that we could begin to break ground and make this project happen.
And what type of time span would you be looking at?
We'd love to be able to break ground sometime in the middle of 2026. We have a goal of trying to complete this hotel by early 2030.
Excellent. Well, Jim, you got a lot going on down there, and we're kicking it all off with the NOLA Christmas Fest this weekend. I want to thank you for taking time and talking about this facility that certainly is an economic engine and drives the tourism, and the tourism drives it, and we're very proud of it, and y'all do a good job with it. And thanks for being with us.
Thank you. And for those that are thinking about NOLA Christmas Fest, you can find us at NOLAChristmasFest.com.
All right. Look for me on the ice bumper cars. I'll be at the ice bumper car. Thanks, Jim. All right. That's Jim Cook. There he goes.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.